Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as a manager or even as a worker, how well do you know the personalities of those around you? Have you thought that knowing this might be good for your business? My next guest is the co-author of a new book that helps you do just that. It's great to welcome Lewis Senior, one of the authors of Personalities Remix, to the show. Good morning to you, Lewis. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. And thank you for the opportunity to share what we've been working on.
Well, tell us what you have been working on, if you would, Lewis.
Yeah, well, just to give you a little bit of background, I started in the oil field back in 1975. Spent about 30 years working offshore and then becoming HSC manager for a large drilling contractor. And during that time, one of the things that I could never get my head around was seeing the amount of people that were getting hurt, maimed and killed and couldn't understand why. So we started to look at it from a personality perspective. And in 2004, we started a company called Equilibria, which really looked at how personality diversity technology, what we call the e-colors, actually plays out in all walks of life, including how people can get hurt.
Okay, so let's look at that. So effectively then you looked at four personalities, which you've color-coded, a doer, a socializer, a relator, and a thinker. So maybe just give us a flavor of the types of personalities you're talking about and which ones were least likely to cause an accident.
Well, I think it's worth understanding that once people understand what their natural style is, unfortunately, anybody can get hurt. So we never want to, you know, kind of give the impression that one person can get hurt over another. But there are distinct ways of going about things, which is worth understanding. So if you think about, go back in history, the Chinese basically broke the personality styles down as earth, wind, fire, and water. As you rightly say, we just call it red, yellow, green, and blue. Red being the action-oriented, the doer, the person who likes to get things done, and may could be a little bit impatient at times. The yellow tends to be more of the socializing side of us. It likes to always be, typically likes to be around other people. Likes to make sure that they're, you know, within the group. Top color greens tend to be the thinker, like you were saying, the analytical, very much looking at the data, likes information. And the blue tends to be the relator and the supporter, and typically tends to be more steady and even paced. So if you look at it in any form of risk, actually, if you think about it, people who are more action-oriented and fast-paced typically don't need as much detail as those that have more of the analytical or relating side to them. And sometimes that can get people in trouble because communication is not being received or given in the same manner, and that can lead to disasters.
And I also suspect that as part of your research that, you know, people might show two out of four of the personality traits, or you could be a bit of a socializer as well as a thinker. In other words, you know, it's not all or nothing in terms of there's blended personalities here, is there not?
Absolutely. So we have all four of these personality styles within us. And like you say, two tend to be the more predominant, but there's lots of people who may have even the three are predominant. There's very few people in the world that we've found over the nearly 1.5 million people that have taken our premium, our diversity indicator, who are actually 25% of each, but that can also happen.
Okay. You also talk about realizing potential. And really, is it about an awareness of these personalities that once we decide, maybe think a little bit about where we fall as individuals, and then you start to look at other people you work with in the same context, that you actually end up, that you can realize people's potential by this awareness. Would that be fair to say?
Very well said, actually. And to give you some background, for the last couple of years when I was working for the drilling contractor, in the early 2000s, I was going around coaching managers around the world, and I would often ask the people, you know, who were there, what about this person? They say, oh, he's got lots of potential. And when I'd say, what are you doing about it? Nobody could put the finger on it. So when we founded Equilibria, we said, you know what, that's going to be our vision, is realizing potential. And so everything we've done since then, we have two ways of looking at it. One is to understand personalities, which is very much represented in this book called Personalities Remixed, how to understand ourselves, et cetera, and how to understand others. And then what do you do with that information, which obviously is key.
Yeah.
What we found is the more intentional people are, Bobby, the better the outcome.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that makes sense. You talk as well about pause and play around that, this subject, Lewis. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so as I just mentioned, one thing is to be very aware of your personality, and that knowledge can stay within. The question then becomes, what do you do about it? And to give you a little bit of background, I think, especially understanding, you know, your background and knowing you, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. For years in high-risk industries, there was always a drive from the operators or the companies to talk about, you need to stop the job. You need to say something if you see somebody else doing something which you don't think is right or you just don't understand. And as simple a message as that is, it's not easy for a lot of people to do. So what we began to see actually a long time ago was, what if we flip it on its head? Instead of asking people to stop other people doing things they probably shouldn't be doing, why not put it back on ourselves? And so we developed what we call personal intervention. There's a large section about that in the book. And basically what we got it down to is what we call a pause and play button. And Bobby, this is really interesting, because what we see in all walks of life is, and I'm actually sitting here wearing a wristband that's got live with intention, and then there's literally a pause and play button on my wrist. So for me, as a top color yellow, I tend to maybe get excited about things once in a while. I need to kind of press my pause and make sure I'm giving other people a chance to
so it's a kind of stop and think before you do.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, right. That's good. So I also noticed that your co-author, Paul Grant, he was talking about boredom. Is that an issue when it comes to safety in sort of high-risk jobs?
It can be, because there's a lot of repetition, and what we need to do is keep people focused. And so what we see a lot now, which is great, is when people are aware of their e-colors and aware of pause and play, they'll actually look at each other, for example, and say, hey, you need to press your play button if you're somebody who doesn't like to speak up, for example.
Yeah. And did you find then writing the book sort of consolidated a lot of your experience over the years, and you maybe brought together a lot of the things that you were using but hadn't really documented?
Very much so. And we wanted to make sure that we gave people the opportunity to really understand all of the benefits. And this is something, you know, it sounds like you've had a good read of the book. So just to give you an idea, we've got how it operates in industry, how to use the e-colors at home, and how to use the e-colors, for example, in the boardroom or in the playground. We actually take the e-colors all the way down to 37 years old is where we typically start. So in chapter 13, there's a whole chapter on how e-colors can actually impact in education. And that can be really, really important. So getting this e-colors into kids from about the age of 7 or 8, it's quite fascinating to see how quickly they latch onto it.
Yeah.
And all the benefits that come from that.
And, you know, as you get this, I suppose, embedded in workplaces and get people thinking and using these four colours, is there ever any temptation to widen it out to include more personality types rather than just four?
Well, one of the things that we realised very quickly when we were first looking at this is it needs to be memorable. And a lot of people will call the e-colours sticky. So what you'll find is once people actually know their e-colors, they will never, ever forget them. So one of the things what we did when we wrote the book is we wanted to get inputs from people all around the world who had been exposed to the e-colors, and literally people who may have only found out a week ago or 20 years ago, they all remember their e-colors and they all bring it into their natural conversations.
Right. I was chatting to you before we came on air, Lewis, and I was telling you that I worked on the rigs myself back in the 80s. We've just had a brief conversation there. What personality or colour would you say I am?
Oh, we never guess. One of our ethics is we always encourage people.
You don't guess.
No. Well, so, put it this way. Even if we were to guess, we would never articulate it. It's important for people to get the opportunity to discover it for themselves. However, when you are working with somebody, it's good to understand what their natural communication style is. Typically to understand, you know, how do they like to be spoken to and how do they like to receive information. That's really important.
So how does one then find out which colour, or whether I'm a doer, a socialiser, a relator, a thinker? What's the process for finding out what I am?
Okay, so you can go to our website, which is equilibria.com, and in the top right-hand corner, you will see Discover Your E-Colours. And all you do is you take a 35-question, very simple questionnaire, and you can get your e-colors from there. That will give you a glimpse of it. And then we have what's called a premium report, which gives you a 33-page report.
That sounds like it costs money, does it?
It costs very little, and it's an investment that people actually find very, very, very valuable. And to be frank with you, we have practitioners all over the world who've taken the premium report into their own organizations, and it's become a very, very valuable I would say reference that people will use over and over again.
All right. Well, look, it's a fascinating book. It's all about personality traits. What are you? What colour are you? Are you likely to take action or maybe think about it? My guest was Lewis Senior, the co-author of the book Personalities Remix. Thanks for joining us this morning, Lewis.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.